Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi, and guess what today is? It is such an awesome day to be talking about real estate investing. There's so many things I feel that are happening in the economy, that are happening locally in your market, that I cannot wait to talk about today, because guess who we have on today? We've got Doug Duncan from Fannie Mae, and I'm going to have him introduce himself in a little bit, who he is and what he does and some of the things that we'll be talking about in today's show. But I've got to say a couple of things. You know, first for me, as we look at a real estate market in specific cities, say in Atlanta, where I invest pretty heavily, it might seem a little hot. Obviously, demand is at an all-time high. Inventory is pretty tight out there for those investors that are looking at flipping, those investors that are looking for single-family rentals. So we're going to talk about some strategies on how to find those deals, where you should maybe be looking to find those deals. Should you be looking at primary markets or secondary markets or tertiary markets? What does that mean? Where does Doug and the Fannie stand on where the economy is headed this year, where some trends are looking like? So I think that's going to be an awesome conversation to have. But I think for every real estate investor, there are a couple of things that we need to know. One is, what should I even be looking at? And if I'm just getting started investing in real estate, or I have this idea of diversifying my income and diversifying my investments a little bit, and I'm looking at real estate as an option, what are some of those initial things I should consider? What markets should I consider? If I live in California, should I be investing in the Southeast? Or if I invest in the Southeast, should I be looking at like a Birmingham, Alabama? Or should I be looking at going out west to look at different markets and to diversify some of those efforts? So a lot of the questions that I have had for the last little while in relation to the market, in relation to where we're headed, I'm going to be able to ask Doug, because he is like, if you think of somebody that has a ninja skill set, knows everything about the market, and probably has a crystal ball, Doug's your guy. So we're going to bring him on again in a second. I must say, Think Realty Radio for me has been so much fun since I started January 1st, and it's only going to get better. Now, we do have an event coming up in Dallas from February 24th to the 25th. That's Friday and Saturday, and also, actually, that's a Saturday and Sunday. Excuse me, that's a Saturday and Sunday. So make sure that you check it out. Go to thinkrealty.com/events. Click on Dallas, Texas. There's going to be a lot of conversation about where we are, about time. That's the theme of the event in Dallas, is time. How do we get it back? How do we invest the right time? How do we find the right people? How do we find the right capital? How do we look for the right trends in our own local market? I'm going to be there. There are going to be many Think Realty coaches that will be there as well. And start the conversation with yourself, start the conversation with others, and for all you know, you might just find the right business partner that you need to grow your real estate business, your real estate investing business in Dallas, Texas. The very first, actually one of the first events that I attended in the real estate investing space was a Think Realty event. And for me, going to a space, going to an area, being involved with people that care, that actually understand the business of investing in real estate is so, so rare. So I'm going to be there as well. Come shake my hand. It's going to be fun. I must say too, I have like this poster sized version of me, and I'm 5'5" and like 120 pounds. So I'm like tiny, right? This poster is so much bigger than I am. Just coming out to see that will be worth it. So go to thinkrealty.com/events. Type in code ABHI when you check out. That's ABHI. Just to let them know that you're getting all the information for this event from the radio. And it's a good pat on the back for me as well. But do that, and I'll see you in Dallas February 24th and 25th. And be sure as well to pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine. We do have a print magazine. It's super awesome, super fly. I write for it as well. And you can pick that up at the Barnes & Noble and also the 84 Lumber Stores. That being said, let's jump into a conversation with Doug. It's going to be a great time, again, talking about markets and trends. And let's go. Doug, are you with me?
I am here.
Awesome. Thanks for jumping on the show with me. It's going to be a blast. If you could tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, that would be awesome.
Sure. I'm the chief economist at Fannie Mae. We guarantee about $3 trillion of mortgages. Which means somebody originates or takes out a home loan, and then it might get packaged into a security, and we will guarantee the payments on that security to the investor. In my group within the company, we have about six different functions. I have about a little over 30 people. We have, of course, economic forecasting, and then we also internally forecast for the company the business volumes that we'll do. We do a lot of research into housing markets, and then also particularly with a focus in the affordability aspect of housing markets. And then we also have a survey unit, which we call our business intelligence group. We have a corporate strategy group, and we have an enterprise innovation group. So it's a little bit unique for a chief economist, since a lot of them are pretty narrowly focused on looking at the macroeconomy. But it's a lot of fun because we have a kind of a broader platform.
Gotcha. And I think, for me, when I think about Fannie Mae, like I know who Fannie Mae is and what Fannie Mae does, but I generally think of that as like, you know, I live in a tower somewhere, or it's like this kind of black box group of people that never have any fun. But from what I understand, you're the second Fannie Mae chief economist that has gone skydiving. And I think that's so cool, because who would have thought, right? Like, who would have thought the chief economist at Fannie Mae just, you know, hey, we're going to talk about markets and trends and the economy and what's happening in real estate. But oh, by the way, why don't we all go skydiving Saturday morning? Like, that sounds, is this like a favorite pastime of yours? Is this something that you do on a regular basis?
It's not a standard qualification, but it certainly does give some indication of your ability to take risk. You know, as you know, markets go up and down, the plane goes up, you come down. So there's some related aspects. But yeah, my predecessor here, Dave Burson, who is now the chief economist at Nationwide Insurance, also has some skydiving experience. We joke with each other about that from time to time.
That would be, I'll say, if I'm ever in your area and we go skydiving and we happen to film that, I'm sure that's going to go viral on like Instagram or YouTube, because this is just so funny to me. So we're coming
it's a
up
lot
on
of fun. I recommend it
for sure. We're coming up on a break in about 45 seconds to about a minute. If you can give me maybe 15 or 20 seconds of a tip that you would have for a new real estate investor that's interested in getting started, what would that be? What indicator? What's like that number one indicator that you would look at if you were just getting started investing?
Well, let me follow the skydiving thing with a 30,000-foot suggestion. It's always been the case that people have lived in a building built on land somewhere in proximity to where they work in a building built on land, and that will always be the case. So real estate is a good place to be as part of your portfolio. So that would be the first thing I would say, is when you're trying to construct an investment portfolio, it probably should have an element of real estate in it.
I couldn't have said that any better. We're going to break. Doug Duncan, the chief economist over at Fannie Mae, is my guest today. And if you have questions, you know what? I'm going to have questions as a result of the show. So get in touch with me. The best way to do that is to go to thinkrealty.com or, quite frankly, Instagram. I know it sounds kind of quirky, but I'm on Instagram all the time, and it's where I take my questions one-on-one. Also go to thinkrealty.com/events, sign up for Dallas, and I'll see you there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text ON AIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
InfinityWorldwide.com is a family of companies and 50-plus operating divisions spanning a broad spectrum of industries. We are entrepreneurs, innovators, makers, and investors from real estate, investing, insurance, publishing, event production, marketing, and digital design and development. Affinity Worldwide brands are united in delivering excellence and endless possibilities. Learn more about our portfolio of brands at InfinityWorldwide.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Welcome back, Think Realty listeners. I'm Avi, and today's guest is Doug Duncan, the chief economist over at Fannie Mae. Before the break, I asked him the one tip, the one foundational tip that he would have for us real estate investors out there. And he said this. He said a 30,000-foot suggestion is real estate is everywhere, right? You go to work in real estate. You go to work in a building. It's on a ground. It's on land. You live in a house. It's on land. And it generally should be a general good part of your portfolio. For me, it's a pretty sizable chunk of my portfolio. And I'm excited to kind of dive a little bit into where the market is headed in 2018 and some of the outlook and ideas that Doug and his team have been able to come up with and just where do they think. So, Doug, let's start off with that. Where do you think the market's going to be in 2018?
We think it will actually be up a little bit from 2017 in terms of home sales. So I realize you're talking to investors who might be buying properties to rent them out. We expect production, housing production, will increase, particularly on the single family side, gradually. The same barriers exist, difficulty finding skilled labor, difficulty finding affordable developed land. Some of those same hurdles exist, but were gradually being overcome. I think that the change in the tax law from the builder perspective may incent builders to expand production. So in general, even though rates might move up a little bit across the course of the year, we still think it's going to be a growth year. So what does it mean for rentals? In the multifamily space, we actually see a slowdown in construction because in the major metro areas, the A quality properties, what's already in production and what's in place, has pretty much tapped demand. So the multifamily properties will probably be moving out toward, I don't want to call them second tier cities because from a quality perspective, they're not second tier, but in terms of size and geography, they would be the next area that developers might go, so that you might see some movement in that space. In terms of single-family rentals, one of the things that's misunderstood is just how many single-family rentals are out there. There are probably some 20 million properties that get rented at least part of the year. So that is a good and sustainable business to be in. It ebbs and flows in terms of its overall economics. Sometimes you're, like in today's market, you may be seeing more capital gain income because of the lack of supply for entry-level housing. If that's the price point that you're in, then you're seeing rent appreciation, although rent appreciation has been strong. One thing I would note is the millennial generation, or the group of our population that's now moving toward peak home buying years, is what's driving the sales market today. And if you look nationally at people who have moved in the most recent year, the younger cohort are moving to buy, not to rent. Does that mean it's a bad time to be into rentals? No, not at all, because there are so many of them. There's still going to be demand for single-family rentals, which many of them, when they form their first household, go into a rental unit, whether it's multifamily or single-family. More of them have been going into single-family than into multifamily. They're then migrating out of that into owning properties, but there are many yet to come. So there may be some slowdown in rent appreciation, it's still going to be a good business to be in 2018.
Interesting. Speaking about the millennials, I was just at a conference maybe a couple days ago, and the conversation of millennials was brought up, and more specifically around where their the price points at which they would be buying homes. Do you have any insight into, will the millennials kind of go all in and buy homes, say, between $350,000 and $500,000, kind of your upper tier price point of homes, or will they start more with the starter home and drive that market? Because I think that would have a pretty interesting effect on both the investment side and then just sales across the country. But do you have a crystal ball? Can you tell me? I'm going to make like millions of dollars if you're able to get this right. Really, that's
I actually do have a crystal ball. I won a forecasting contest a couple of years ago, and what they sent was an actual crystal ball. So I do have one, but it isn't as clear on the future as I would like it to be. So I still default somewhat to data and modeling things.
That's
and then in-person observation about markets. With regard to the price point, I think one thing that you probably want to step back from is thinking about national numbers and looking at market-specific numbers, because the ability to buy is going to be related or rent is going to be related to the employment structure in that particular market. So incomes, for example, in Silicon Valley are quite different from incomes in Atlanta, which are quite different from incomes in Hearn, Texas, right? Excuse me. And the cost of housing will have a relationship to those incomes, but they'll have a second important variable, and that's a relationship to the cost of land. Mm. So, for example, a friend of mine sent me a picture of a 1,200 square foot house in San Jose, California, which sold for $1.2 million.
Jeez.
Now, the object of interest wasn't actually the house, it was the land. And there's no way that that is going to be an affordable entry-level home, even in San Jose, but certainly it's nothing like that in Atlanta or Hearn, Texas. So when you're talking about what will the price point that millennials buy be, it's going to be their income relative to the cost of housing and its related land expense in the market that they're in. Now, there is, related to that, there is one question that's more of a sociological question. In talking to one of the public builders, they said their experience has been that, and they're, I would say, in a kind of a middle to upper middle build category, is that a significant portion of millennials are buying what used to be the first move-up house. So there's a question whether some segments of the millennials who were raised in a house where they had their own bedroom, as opposed to where I grew up, which was sharing that bedroom with two brothers, are attempting to get into the market at such a time as they can afford what they would like to be able to raise their children in. And it is that issue of getting married and then having children that's driving the home purchase motivation. So I guess the summary of those comments is you need to understand the economics of housing relative to labor in the particular market that you are that you're considering investing in, and then where in that spectrum you can find properties that meet your return characteristics because of the ability of renters to afford rents given that market structure.
Doug, I'm going to have more questions about that, and you bring up very, very interesting topics. Think Realty listeners, listen up. There's a couple things you need to do. One, go to thinkrealty.com to get in touch with me and register for Dallas. Number two, ask me questions one-on-one. Go to Instagram. Find me at Avi Golhar and ask me your most difficult question. There's a lot more with Doug, chief economist at Fannie Mae, when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. And my guest today is Doug Duncan. For those of you just tuning into the show, he's the chief economist at Fannie Mae, and he's named one of Bloomberg Businessweek's 50 most powerful people in real estate. Doug is a Fannie Mae source of information and analysis on the external business and economic environment, the implication of changes in the economic environment to the company's strategy and execution and forecasting for housing activity, demographics, overall economic activity, and mortgage market activity. So for me, this is like, I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store because I have a crystal ball and the crystal ball is telling me exactly what to do. So for those of you listening, you got to pay attention. If you have questions for me, the best way to get in touch is to go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram. I know it sounds a little quirky, but Instagram is also where I like to live, at Abhi Golhar. Feel free to ask me your question and I'll be happy to send you a response. Doug, real quick, what's the best way that folks can reach out to you and your team?
They can go to the website, and we have a lot of information on the website, fanniemae.com, or they can just send a note. I'm at Douglas_G_Duncan@fanniemae.com.
Awesome. And you have a Twitter handle as well. It's not Doug goes skydiving on Twitter, is it?
I do have a Twitter handle. I think it's at @D_Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
Awesome. So that's the best way to reach Doug as well. So, Doug, during the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the indicators we should look out for. And I think you brought up a really interesting point about the concentration of employment and the cyclical nature of the employment that's in a specific city. Can you speak a little bit more to that? Because I'm fascinated with that concept.
Sure. If you look at employment, it breaks into roughly three categories relative to the growth, the expansion and contraction of the economy, the economic cycle. So some jobs grow when the economy grows, but then shrink when the economy shrinks. So that would be a pro-cyclical kind of employment. You might think of automobile production. As the economy is expanding, people's incomes are growing, they're buying more cars. So employment in auto production increases, but when we go into recession, it's a big ticket item, so the sales of those items fall off. So the incomes of people employed in that space fall in the downturn. There are some which actually pick up in a recession as people shift from those big ticket items to more consumer real-time consumables. You may see some pickup in grocery store sales. People don't go out to the restaurants, so they buy more at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. So there might be a pickup in employment in that space on the downside of the economy, whereas when it picks up, they go out to restaurants, so sales in grocery stores fall off. There are other jobs which aren't really impacted much by the economic cycle. Those would be things like universities, like healthcare, mm-hmm. which are fairly constant in and not as impacted by the broader economic cycle. So the incomes. So when you're thinking about properties as rentals, you want to be sensitive to the potential of shifts in your ability to manage the rental income across those cycles, particularly if the market that you're serving is a smaller market and it has a heavy concentration in a particular job category.
That makes sense for me because I was born and raised in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and you have a couple of universities there. You have K College, you have Western Michigan University, you have Kalamazoo Valley Community College. So you have it's a pretty good educational kind of based town. And you had Pfizer there as well, but the stability of that town is in its universities. Very similarly, mm-hmm. Ann Arbor, the same thing, where I went to school. So you can pretty much buy student housing and be guaranteed a pretty good rental yield for as long as you hold the property. I love what you're saying about healthcare as well. Where I live right now, Atlanta has, I think, one of the nation's best healthcare networks. We have five or six different groups, different private hospital systems. And it's awesome to me that if you, say, buy in Alpharetta, or if you buy in Forsyth County, or if you buy elsewhere that is close to a hospital system, that you know that your job, that your property isn't going anywhere because, well, everybody needs health care. So that's that to me is pretty cool. And I like what you're saying about the grocery stores as well. Folks on recovery will generally eat out less, and they'll flock to grocery stores instead. So if I'm looking at investing, and I'm listening to this and I'm thinking to myself, okay, how does this relate directly to me as a real estate rental investor? Because my objective is, you know what, I want to buy 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 rental properties over the next couple of years, 5, 10 years, maybe even if it's a property a year. What are some of those kind of best indicators to look out for? Do you have like a secret formula that you at Fannie use to say, hey, this is what we need to be looking at?
No secret formula, just some basic demographic and economic facts about the market. You really should understand each market that you're in, because they are different. Just based in some cases on the historical development of the community, changes in the industries that it might have served over time. Each market will be unique. And one of the things to consider is the difficulty of development for housing in a given market. I mentioned earlier about the cost of land. There are, if you're thinking about the ability to expand supply, land is probably the key issue, and the cost of land in Silicon Valley is radically different than the cost of land in central Indiana, for example.
That's right.
And so what that means is, with a pickup in economic activity, it would be easier to expand housing supply in central Indiana because of that the plentiful availability of land, which means that an existing property will probably see less capital appreciation over time than it would if you had a unique property in Silicon Valley. So as it's not just the cash that you generate in the monthly rent, but it's also the capital appreciation that would be a portion of the return that you would want to think about. In addition to that, you probably also want to give some thought to whether there a given market has more stability or more churn, because one of the costs that you're going to have to face is vacancy with turnover. And so thinking about population mobility in the market is probably also something that you will want to do. What's the pace of job creation? What's the pace of the change of the structural nature of that market? So would you see people having to change employment, which might lead to some discontinuity in rentals? So I think that's also an important consideration.
That's a good point, too. I saw that when I was investing in Detroit back in the mid-2000s. I saw a lot of that, especially with the auto industry. So that's a very, very good point, Doug. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere. My guest today is Doug Duncan, the chief economist at Fannie Mae, also part-time skydiver. I might just accompany him at some point in time. Think Realty listeners, listen up. Go to thinkrealty.com or get in touch with me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. You can also reach out with all of your awesome questions to Doug. His Twitter handle is D2_Duncan. Again, D2_Duncan. Don't go anywhere. Home stretch is coming up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text on air to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Moms, we don't know how you do it all, but you do. And we know it's those precious moments you experience with your family that make it all worthwhile. That's why we're here for you, to help make sure families like yours live healthier, longer lives. Together, we can realize a healthier future. Moms United can make real change. Start by visiting lifeisy.org/moms. The American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. Life. Life is why.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? We're on the home stretch, the last 10 minutes of jam-packed real estate investing information. And in this case, markets, trends, and all the knowledge that you need to know about your strategy is what you're going to get right now. My guest today, Doug Duncan, the chief economist at Fannie Mae has been donating a little bit of his time today to connect with me about market trends analysis, what's been happening, what's not been happening. It's been an awesome conversation so far for me, very enlightening as well. I thought I had a crystal ball, but man, I just found out I have more of a snow globe than a crystal ball. during the break, I know, Doug, you mentioned that the change in the tax law is very beneficial for renting homes. Can you talk a little bit to that?
Yes. One of the things that was enacted on the individual side of the tax bill was a significant increase in the standard deduction that a household can take. It's actually going to encourage a lot of households that previously were itemizing their taxes to simply take the standard deduction. In the case of an owner versus a renter, one of the deductible items for an owner has been mortgage interest paid. Renters never had that, and yet they're getting the doubling of the standardized deduction, which should many of them result in a nice increase in their after-tax income. I would say for someone who owns a rental property, that there's two things to think about there. One is renters may decide to save that additional income that they have and eventually buy. Well, that's not surprising. But it also is a potential reduction in the risk of their ability to pay their rents. So that additional income might improve their ability to continue that rental stream.
Interesting. So it makes sense to be buying rentals. And I'm a huge fan of single family rentals. I mean, I'm looking at building my portfolio slowly, steadily, making smart decisions and not making any decisions just because I'm, say, at the courthouse steps and I'm letting what is that, the bidding war kind of get to me. But as long as the numbers make sense, buy. You know, there's never a bad time to necessarily buy, especially if you're buying with the right number. So I do want to ask you one question that I get a lot, Doug, and that's, when is the housing market going to correct a little bit? Do you have a thought on this?
Well, by the end of next year, this will be the longest economic expansion we've ever had. That does not mean just because it's long that it has to end, but all of them have eventually ended. Every expansion is ended, and that's called the business cycle. I don't believe the business cycle has been repealed, so I believe that this expansion will end as well. It's long in part because it has been the weakest expansion, only accelerating significantly really in the last year or year and a half. Now, if I had to pick a date, and it's one of the things that macro forecasters are the worst at, is when is this recession going to happen? I would say that you should be making some game plans today from a risk management perspective. The later next year, probably not a bad time to be a bit more conservative. If it were to happen that we had a recession, it might be then. One thing to think about, though, is that if there is a recession and it's relatively mild, by which I mean unemployment does not rise above, say, 7 or 7.5%, it may be the case that housing might be a downside cushion because the supply availability has been as constrained as it is, that housing might actually be a downside cushion and help bring the end to the recession, which is more like its normal cyclical behavior. It's been unusual in this cycle in that housing supply has been very slow to recover. So, frankly, unless a recession which comes sees unemployment run to 10 or above 10%, it might not be so bad for housing.
Huh. What do you mean by that cushion? Could you help me understand that just a little bit more?
Yeah, the fact that house price appreciation has been running for the last 5 years or so nationally at about four times its long-run national pace suggests that supply has not been able to catch up to demand. So if you see a recession, which leads to a rise in unemployment, that's going to be a slowdown in demand since people who lose their jobs are not going to be in the market to buy a house. So if the share of workers who lose their jobs is relatively low, that will give some time for builders to continue to build inventory, which will be sold, but the pace of house price appreciation will slow, generating more of affordability for those who are still employed and in the market to buy a house. It's also the case that in a recession, interest rates will not be going up. So affordability will improve. That will position housing to be a support to lead the economy out of recession.
Gotcha. I am going to... That actually gives me a little bit of insight into kind of what I need to do a little differently. I'm sure you've heard a lot about Atlanta. I feel like for me, when I'm out and about looking for property and just in the midst of it all, I feel like I quite frankly, I'm really looking forward to a little bit of a correction. Like, I'm just going to be honest, because then that enables me as an investor to buy and for me to capitalize on opportunities that I see more so than I'm seeing currently. I really liked what you said about multifamily and that there's a little bit of a slow in construction. We're probably going to see rents decrease a little bit there. We're already seeing that a little bit, so that kind of validated for me the trend with that, along with the labor. Right. In any run-up, what I'm seeing here locally is labor costs are increasing. The cost of developed lots is increasing. I mean, heck, even the cost of undeveloped lots is increasing. And for those that are undeveloped, there's a reason that they haven't been purchased yet to be developed, because generally it's more of a hassle to make that happen. The millennial generation, I'm interested to see what happens with that. I'm an 84 baby, so technically, my producer and I were talking about that just now, is, you know, am I technically a millennial? I think I am, but I don't really identify as one, really. I can tell you everything that you need to know about a 67 Mustang, but that's maybe another point for another day. But I think for me, if I put myself in the shoes of a millennial, and I'm going to get married, and we're going to have kids one day, then I would definitely be interested in buying, and I think maybe that's a conversation for another day from a psychological perspective of millennials that grew up in one of the most devastating economies that we've ever had in a very long time, what their eventual thoughts are about owning a home and just being tied down to it. But, you know, Doug, I do certainly appreciate your time today. If there's one additional tip you would give all the potential real estate investors out there about anything, what would it be?
I'll tag on your last comment about millennials. Our survey data of millennial households for the last 9 years has consistently said when they're in a position to own a home, they intend to buy a home. The idea that millennials have rejected the idea of homeownership is just wrong. And they typically start with employment, form a household that's a rental, and then eventually move to ownership, very much like their parents did and like their parents' parents did. So real estate, you want to have a component of your portfolio in real estate.
Perfect. And that sums up the show, Doug. Thank you very much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Think Realty listeners, you heard it from the man himself, and he was actually skydiving during this entire interview. If you want to get in touch with him and ask him additional questions, do it on Twitter at D2_Duncan. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. I'm going to be in Dallas. Come shake my hand in Dallas. I would love to shake your hand in Dallas as well. Go to thinkrealty.com/events. When you register, code name is Abhi, A-B-H-I. And got one-on-one questions for me? Find me on Instagram at Abhi Goldhart. Super easy to do. Ask me your question. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Biz Talk Radio.